Dribs and drabs or large chunks of time? That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. And before you forget, subscribe to this YouTube channel and join the email list at frankbuck.org so you never miss a thing. The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker ranks as one of my all-time favorite books. Copyrighted in 1966, its advice in the area of time management rings even truer today than it did 50 years ago. Effective executives do not start with their tasks, they start with their time, says Drucker. One of my favorite lines from the book is when Drucker says, "To have dribs and drabs of time at his disposal will not be sufficient, even if the total is an impressive number of hours." The point is that we cannot get anything of real value done without time in fairly large chunks. So let me ask you this question. How often do you find yourself working on a project that takes time and effort, but you're interrupted every few minutes? What's the cost? Number one, reduced focus and flow. Continuously shifting between tasks and responding to interruptions hampers our ability to enter into a state of flow where we are our most productive and our most creative. Large blocks of time allow for deep, undistracted focus, and that enables us to accomplish more in less time. Second, ineffective and inefficient task switching. Every time we switch between tasks, we experience a cognitive cost known as task switching cost. These micro interruptions add up and we get less done. Third, lack of progress. When we work in short bursts, it's challenging to make substantial progress on complex or intellectually demanding projects. Large blocks of time provide the space needed for thoughtful, in-depth work. And fourth, stress and burnout. Constantly reacting to interruptions and working in those dribs and drabs of time, it leads to increased stress. It decreases our satisfaction with the job that we're doing. So finding those large chunks of time, it's difficult in many businesses, in most any business. I was in the field of education for almost 30 years. Teachers have usually 30 minutes of discretionary time in that 30-minute block of planning. Administrators often find their days so fragmented that nothing is accomplished by the end of the day. Finding those large chunks of time can be difficult, but it's worth it. Once we give in to the notion that our days consist of fragmented dribs and drabs, we might as well give in to the notion that we simply will not be effective in our jobs. We've got to fight for the chunks of time. So who and what are the obstacles which stand between you and those large chunks of time? Keep that thought first and foremost in your mind over the next few days, and you'll start to see some answers as your day unfolds. Postponing checking email, letting voicemail catch phone calls, and closing the door to dissuade those drop-in visitors. Those are all time-honored techniques that are definitely worth your consideration today. And above all, let me ask you this. If you had those large chunks of time, what would you do with them? If the answer to that question is hazy, there's going to be a little motivation for you to make tomorrow any different than today. On the other hand, if you have a passion for a project, the project has been planned, and you know exactly where to jump in, then somehow the ability to block out the rest of the world just becomes a whole lot easier. You've got dreams. I've got dreams. But if any of them are going to be accomplished, the tool that you and I will do it with is our time. Are you going to use it? Are you going to turn over your time to whoever wants a piece of it for whatever reason? What's your passion right now? What's standing in your way of pursuing it? What are you waiting for? Turn Drucker's dribs and drabs into large chunks of gold. Thanks for stopping by today. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.